course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Not doing too shabby. Can't complain. One of my missing relatives just popped back up the other day. They found her in a sarcophagus. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, yeah. If that were to happen, that's just, I'm saying that's not even probably the worst of my relatives. But, we are today reviewing Lee Cronin's The Mummy. Before we get to that and all of our other good stuff, Ike, did you watch anything else this week?
Well, let's see. So I watched some, I thought I watched something horror related, but all of a sudden I cannot remember. I was going to watch that one of those movies that came out on Shudder or Screambox, but I never got a chance to because we had a couple of good ones. So those are on my list for the weekend. Other than that, honestly, this last week or so, I've been watching a lot of Invincible. Really great show. And I started reading The Boys, the book, which is not horror, but honestly, it's really gritty. It's really dark. The show, believe it or not, is more lighthearted than the comic book. And that's saying a lot because the show's pretty dismal.
Yeah, the show's great. I've read some of The Boys. It's been a while, but we've been watching the new episodes of The Boys as they come out. So, of course, it's good. This season's got my boy Jensen Ackles in it.
Well, I was gonna say, the guy who wrote The Boys was I think his name's Garth Ennis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one of his books, I think it's called Crossed, is getting developed into a television series.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, and Cross is definitely horror. I think it's like apocalyptic horror, so that'll be something we'll have to check out eventually. But that's honestly what got me started reading The Boys is I saw they were adapting Cross, and I do want to read that too. But I was like, oh hey, Garth Ennis, he wrote The Boys. I need to read that.
yeah. So, all right. Well, I didn't watch anything horror related this week. I'm on a big watch through of all of Star Trek. Ooh, all the Star Trek series. So I'm now getting knee deep into the Next Generation. That's where I'm at in the process. So that's consuming a lot of my time. Not that I'm enjoying the hell out of it, but it is consuming all my time. So
that's Picard, right?
That's Picard. Yeah.
Patrick Stewart.
Yes. But I do also want to watch the two movies that we, which I can't remember what, shooting a blank on what they were now. Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. That we talked about last episode. What was there? One on Screambox and one on Shudder, I believe.
Yeah, there was one on Screambox and Shudder. I think the one on Screambox was Kenneled, which is like the dog That's walker guy.
And there was Night Patrol. Kenneled and Night Patrol.
Yeah. Night Patrol is the one with Justin Long and CM Punk.
That's right. You had me there. I don't care what it's about. But I do want to watch both of those too. So yeah, I'll probably watch those this weekend as well. But so we may speak a little on those on the opening of next episode. But before we get to all that, we got lots to talk about on this episode. So let's take a break and come back with all the news and such. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to Listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams. That is Listen, the number 2 in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news.
All right, and welcome back with the news. All right, got some good stuff here. First things first, we have Hard Eyes 2 is coming to theaters on February 11th, 2028. Hard Eyes came out, I think, in 2024, if I'm remembering correctly, or was it 2025?
I don't remember.
Either way. Yeah, we do have a review of it. We did watch it. It's in the archives. Generally positive reviews. It has our boy from Scream in it.
Mason.
Very yeah, Mason Gooding. Very, very good movie. He did great in it. And I'd love to see a part two. I think that that is the natural step for a movie like that. I feel like they can do a lot with that. Some movies like that kind of always leave it open-ended, but this one and like Thanksgiving both have really natural, like, hey, there should be another one.
Yeah, and I'm all about the holiday centric horror, so bring it on. I have it. I love it. Love holiday centered horror movies. So I'm very excited that we're getting another of that and Thanksgiving. We have no news on that today, but that's coming too. So good stuff.
That is also in the pipeline. That just happened to pop in my head because I think both of those really left off on like a, yeah, there's got to be a sequel.
Oh yeah, especially Thanksgiving, right? With the I won't say, but it's yeah, it was very like uh-oh. But
SpaghettiOs or turkey and stuffing.
Which
but
I'm curious to see what he looks like in that movie after never mind, after all that happened there at the end of Thanksgiving. I mean, will he be disfigured? Will he, I don't know, burnt?
Yeah,
We'll
looks a
see.
little bit crispy there.
Mikey?
Mikey? Or what's the guy's name in that?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't remember his name.
It's like, is it John Carver? John
Well,
Carver?
that yeah. Oh well, yeah. That's the like the
Like
whatever.
the character's name. Yeah, looking a
Yeah, the
little crispy there,
pseudonym.
John. That's not his real name, though. I can't remember what McDreamy's name is in that.
Don't
So,
know. Doesn't
but
matter.
no, it's not completely
Is
irrelevant.
John Carver,
He is John Carver.
yeah, looking forward to Hard Eyes too.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously no news on who's returning, but I would assume Mason Gooding will come back. He seems like the kind of guy who's like, yeah, I'll be back. But
Yeah.
good stuff. And then we have another sequel. Actually, a lot of these are sequels or prequels. Quiet Place Part 3 is getting released in theaters on July 30th, 2027. This will be interesting. I think that this one, naturally based on how the other films kind of went and the story, I'd venture to guess that this one's going to be a little bit about us taking the fight to the creatures. I think that with the first one, it was, people were kind of getting complacent in this new world. The second one was kind of the forced, you had to kind of get out of there and figure things out. And the girl obviously is using her cochlear implants to like make the sound waves or whatever. So I think this one will be kind of about how they fight back, which I think will be interesting.
Yeah. When I it's so funny because when I first saw this announcement thing, I was like, "What? No, it's not. This is the fourth movie." And I was like, "Oh yeah, okay." But I like how they did that, right? Because the third one's a prequel, and so yeah, good call. I know it's the fourth film in the series, but in the story, it is a part three. So, but it just threw me when I saw that three. I was like, "Wait a minute!" But
You're like, wait a
yeah,
second,
well, I
these
wasn't.
numbers ain't adding up.
Yeah, it was early. I had my coffee. I just didn't. It took a moment for that to register, but yeah, it
Start
is.
counting on fingers.
That's
One,
right. I
two.
know I already saw three of them,
Why is this not four?
but yeah. So anyway, yeah, I like the Quiet Place movies, and though I thought the prequel was excellent, so this one, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do, and it's one of those things when we get, you get three or four of a movie series, and I start thinking, oh, it'd be cool to sit down and just watch them, and timeline order and watch them all, watch the prequel, then the three, and get the full story. I don't know why that kind of stuff. I like that kind of stuff, but yeah,
No.
looking forward to part three.
Me too. And I'm the same way. I like being able to sit down and go through all of them and say, oh yeah, okay, here's day one, two, and then three. So it'll be really cool to do that. But until 2027, we are stuck with what we got. And so next year we'll get this in July. A nice summer release. I think it'll do well. But
Right.
moving on to, we have some news about Violent Night 2. Kristen Bell will play Mrs. Claus, which is set to release, of course, this film on December 4th. Another Christmas release, and I would assume that David Harbour is reprising his role as Santa
Yes.
Claus.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. Violent Night, I think that Dave and I kind of think that it's not exactly a horror movie, but it's. genre adjacent, and yeah, I think it'll be fun. I hope that they do something a little crazy with this one. The other one was pretty bonkers, so I think this one will be pretty good too.
It's to me, it's more of a night. I guess if you cross a certain threshold with kills, they consider it horror. I guess I don't. I think that's a little loose with the definition for me, but we've always spoke that horror, the definition of horror is really, it's interpretive, right? Because what people find scary is different. And, it's, some people just seeing the blood is scary. So yeah, I mean, I guess it would be horror, but whatever. It was a fun movie. This will probably be fun too. And I love Kristen Bell. I think she'll just be outstanding. Kristen Bell's comedic timing and chops are just great. She's so funny. I loved her ever since Veronica Mars. And
Oh, yeah.
so yeah, I think this is a good cast. I very much like this cast. This actually makes me want to see the movie a little more because she's going to be in it than what I previously did.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like that's definitely a good acting choice. I think she'll do good as a Mrs. Claus, a good companion to David Harbour in this film. I think that they would match well together. So I think it'll be good. And I'm very excited for it. But so that'll be this coming December, this coming Christmas season. So keep an eye out for that. And we now have some news about Crystal Lake. Showrunner Brad Caleb Kane has said that the final mixes of all 8 episodes are done. So this only furthers my confusion that there's not a release date for it yet. So I'm like concerned, like, are they shopping it around, trying to get like a streaming service to pick it up? Like, what's going on? But yeah, I mean, it's we're still kind of, waiting on the hook here, like, what's going on? It's done. According to Brad, Caleb Kane, it's all mixed and everything's ready to go, but no release date, so still waiting on that with bated breath.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, right? No, we've had a few images that they've released and blah blah blah, but like no teaser, no nothing. I don't, So I don't know. Maybe they've got a plan. I hope they've got a plan. Damn it, we got to see this one way or another. So I don't care what they do. It's got to come out. And that, again, maybe they have something. Maybe, I mean, maybe they're gonna make some big grandiose announcement partnered with other stuff. Friday the, I don't know, but let's just get to it already. We have waited long enough. And on a side note, the Brad Caleb Kane, that's a hell of a name.
That is Brad Caleb Kane.
I'm not sure why you go with the middle name added in that and why it's not just Brad Kane. I don't know, unless there's another Brad Kane, but it's got a flow to it. Brad Caleb Kane. That sounds, I don't know, it sounds like a character. Brad, is that a
does.
stage name?
I think that's a stage name. That's a working name.
I don't give a shit what he calls himself as long as he does this right by Crystal Lake him. I love him.
Yeah.
So
That's what I was gonna say. As long as he does right, that's all that matters. So, but all right, we'll let you guys know as soon as we have any more information about the prequel series, Crystal Lake. Until then, we have one more little bit of news. This is a fun one. Congratulations, of course, to David Howard Thornton, who is now engaged to his fiancée Jada Christie. Weirdly enough, he proposed in full Art the Clown regalia. He was completely done up with his makeup and everything, and
At a
they
convention.
at a convention, no less.
That's how you do it. How, I mean, what else was he gonna do?
that's true. I mean, if you are the Art the Clown, how do you not do that? I mean, but no, I mean, it's really exciting. They obviously, I've seen a lot of pictures and stuff of them online. They post about like their different adventures and stuff, and they seem super happy together, and so that obviously, with as far as parasocial relationships go, we obviously want David Howard Thornton to be happy as well. So, good for him.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, if you're going to surprise someone with the question, I guess doing it in the full gear at a convention, I mean, she probably wasn't expecting it there. But
True.
and again, look at all the buzz. I mean, it's, I'm not saying they did it for that, but it gets a lot of attention. And I'm sorry, anybody that, anytime that they're in a positive light speaking the name David Howard Thornton and Terrifier, I'm good with it. But again, not the key thing here. Yes, congratulations. best wishes, all that jazz. DHT, we're waiting. We'll wait for that wedding invitation here to listen to the screams, and we'll be there. And we promise we won't just bring a toaster.
True, true. We'll bring some nice oven mitts.
Something cool.
There
Something cool with our logo on it.
go. Get you a crock pot with our name on
I,
it.
you know what? I'd be all about that.
I do like a good crock
That's
pot.
right. Can't beat a good crock pot.
Amen. But all right. Congratulations to David and Jada. But we are going to move on now to some upcoming birthdays. All right. April 24th, 1974, we have Eric Kripke, the creator and showrunner of both Supernatural and The Boys. He's done other stuff too, but come on.
Yes.
How do you get bigger than Supernatural and The Boys? Obviously, we consider him a friend of the show. Supernatural
Sure.
is probably one of our favorite shows on this show. We talk about it pretty much every week or as often as possible. It always comes up in some way. And that's all because of Eric Kripke.
That's right. He is literally one of the people that I would most like to have a conversation with in my right now in the world, because he seems so fascinating. And it's so funny because Supernatural, with this big show, this cult following, merchandise, all kinds of people know who what it is and everything else. And you think, man, could he ever do anything bigger? And I love Supernatural, but suffice to say, in the vein of the public eye, I think The Boys is a bigger show, even
Yeah.
because more people know what that is because it's on a bigger platform and everything else. So not to take that and adapt that, and it's exciting because The Boys is wrapping up, and I know they have the whatever the Gen V and different things, what they'll do. But I'm pretty stoked to see what Kripke does in the future and what he can do next. If he does something, adapts something else, if he develops a new ideal, if does he dip his toe into a movie, he's one of those guys, those creators that I will give anything he does the opportunity, because I've enjoyed everything. Again, I love Supernatural. He was the showrunner for the first five seasons. It doesn't get to me much more perfect than the first five seasons of Supernatural for a show, a television show. But yeah, I again, I won't. I could ramble on about Kripke all day, but yes, Uncle Eric, come on, let's do an interview.
True, yeah, that would be fun, but no, yeah, I agree. Kripke's great, and like you said, Supernatural and The Boys are both just powerhouses in pop culture. So, but all right, we're gonna move on now to April 27th of 1973. We have Andre Gower, yeah, Andre Gower, Sean in the Monster Squad. I've not seen the Monster Squad, so they will have to speak for
Yeah, we know,
Mr.
we
Gower
know.
here. But I don't know, maybe I've seen him in something else. It's possible.
Maybe, but he hadn't done a whole lot else. I mean, major, but the Monster Squad is great. Again, I recommend the Monster Squad around Halloween time. It's a very fun Halloween-y movie. But yeah, he's Sean. He's the main kid in it. Yeah, super great job. He's a super nice guy. You see lots of positive things from him at conventions and things. He's loves this movie, right? He developed and did a documentary about the movie and the fandom. It was mostly about the fandom. He was celebrating the fandom. But yeah, he's cool. Like every year, we post his birthday every year, and we post stuff, and he always, like on social media, he always likes our posts. And I know it's not a thing, but it's a cool thing for him to acknowledge that, that's out there. But yeah, seems like a pretty cool dude. Big fan of his, just based on the Monster Squad alone. He could do nothing else, and I'm still a big fan of his.
That's fair. I mean, like you said, I mean, I know the Monster Squad exists as sort of like a pretty big like 80s movie and everything else. So I'll have to give it a look. Around Halloween time for sure.
Fun movie, so good.
All right, we're gonna jump
Just
now to April.
remember the
What?
line, Wolfman's got nards.
Wolfman's got nards. I will keep that in mind.
You'll know it when you watch the movie.
But all right. But all right. So we're going to jump now to April 29th of 1972. We have Derek Mears, who plays Jason in the Friday the 13th remake.
He's
Yeah, I mean,
also in
I
the, I think he's also in the Hills Have Eyes remake and some other things like that, but yeah.
gotcha. Yeah, I was gonna say he does look familiar. I
Yeah.
think he was in something else I've seen. I think he was in maybe like a Predator movie or something like that, but
I think he's done quite a bit, but I just denoted the Jason in the remake, but he's done lots of
Right.
stuff.
Gotcha. But yeah, I mean, obviously I love the Friday 13th remake, so I really appreciate his adaptation and interpretation of Jason, and so I dig that. But I know some people don't really care for that version of for that version of Jason. But to me, it's a good collaboration between the new and the old. And we also have Jared Padalecki in that, which is never a
Yeah,
bad thing.
that's always a plus. But yeah, Derek Mears again. He's a big guy, very tall. Has a very unique look, which is why he's perfect for some of these roles. I know in Jason is the mask and everything, but in The Hills Have Eyes, and everything. So yeah, he's got a pretty prolific career, done lots of stuff, and I'm sure he's probably not done yet. Makes me curious if they do, because they're supposedly doing another Friday the 13th movie. Coming in west part of all this, and will they have? I would suspect. No, I don't know if Derek will get the call. I would suspect they'll probably go with someone younger. Again, I'm not saying he's only 53 or 54, but you have to be pretty nimble to do some of that stuff in these movies, I would think. But what do I know?
Yeah, no,
Not
hey, that's
saying
fair.
he couldn't do it. I'm just
Nah.
saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Well, given the track record of Friday 13th movies, I would venture to guess that they will not go with somebody from a prior one. I would say that statistically,
They
with
cast
mass
someone.
killers,
Yeah,
they
they.
always cast someone
Yeah, Kane Hodder is what played him like three times, and I think that's the tops, or three or four times.
new. Right.
But, and I mean, whatever. I don't care. That I guess that was a weird side rumbling. Sorry, Derek. Happy birthday.
No, it's all good. I don't think he's listening, but if he is, good job. We'll hopefully see you in the next one. If not, we'll see you in your next project. But
I really want to think that at some point someone is listening, and I hope there's a day where like it pops up on social media, and like Derek Mears like, "What do you mean I'm too old to play?" And like, oh,
right, like oh shit.
he listened?
But no, but to be fair, to your credit though, it is true. I mean, you gotta think, like, I mean, as far as stunt work goes, you age out of that pretty quickly. I mean, that's just the business. But anyways, we'll stop shitting on Derek Mears. But happy birthday, Derek. Hope you didn't cry. What's
We
that
still
song?
love you, man.
We still love us that song. It's my party, and I'll
Yeah.
cry if I want to. That's Derek right now.
Don't goddamn listen to other screams, guys.
Those bastards.
We've now
Anyways,
started a rivalry that Derek Mears does not even know he's involved in.
was gonna say we've completely fabricated this entire argument.
We're pissed off for him at us, and
He's.
he doesn't even know. He's like, who knows? He's probably acting.
Yeah, he's probably out there doing something, probably working. But
Fuck, I know. He could be Jason somewhere doing
true.
something. I mean,
They could have him in a warehouse right now, been playing Jason. We don't know. But
cannot believe I have spent this much time talking about this. This is, I don't even know.
it happens. But now we will jump now to our last birthday. We only got one more, and I hope we don't
Thank God, because
hopefully don't piss this guy off
I have
too. But
sidetracked every one of these.
This is our obligatory Child's Play and Chucky talk. This is April 29th, 1981. Alex Vincent, of course, played Andy Barkley in the original Child's Play and then subsequent films, except for the third one.
He's in, what was he in? One, two, and then he came back. He was in the series.
Yeah, he was in the series and he came back for some of the latter
Oh
ones, like
yeah.
the
Curse
what are they?
and
Curse, yeah, Curse of Chucky, Cult of Chucky, and all that
yeah.
good stuff. I was like trying to remember. I was like, what were those called? It was a C word.
Yeah. And again, makes you want to write, because they say Don Mancini's writing a new Child's Play. They say he's also going to direct it, which is very cool. He says that his mission is to make Chucky scary again. He loves his timelines and his lineage and his history. So, Alex may not be done. Well, they did kill him, didn't they? In one of them, in the series.
I think that they implied that he may have died, but obviously they don't show a body. So,
I don't know. Maybe Andy will work. He'll wind up in a some kind of a another doll type thing or something.
True. It
And
could.
Alec, I mean Andy in a, like an American Girl doll or something.
It
I was trying to think of what's a modern. I don't know what dolls are anymore. I don't. Anyway, again, I've sidetracked, but yeah, Alex is great. I love the Andy character. I loved him in the first two, right? It obviously it's iconic. You think Chucky, you think Andy. And it's great when he came back. It's just it was so cool. It's cool to see those characters pop back up. So
Yeah, it
yeah.
really is.
So yeah. And again, I'd like to meet Alex Vincent at a con or something, right? Because it's a very iconic role. People will always know who Andy Barclay is forever. And so that's pretty cool.
100%. 100%. But all right, we're gonna move on to our movie anniversaries. We just got the one.
Oof.
Again, this is it's crazy. We talked about this series so much just in this one episode.
Yeah.
April 26th of 2002, we have Jason X. Jason goes to space. Like, listen, for better or for worse, this movie was campy. It was fun, but it was unlike any of the other Friday 13th movies that we've ever experienced. And I don't know. I mean, it's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I what else can you say about Jason X? It is a product of its time.
It is very much a 2002 movie, and I don't hate it, right? Because again, I try to find little things in each movie, right? Something, I'm not sure what I'm there's something is in this, but it's not the greatest. But I still think this. If you take this movie, you take Jason out of it, and just put a whatever a unique character that they created for this, the movie's not bad, right? It's the
Right.
concept of Jason being in that position that's like. I don't think that's where people want Jason Voorhees, right? That's not what they want. And but they tried something, right? I mean, and again, they're not the first to do it, right? They Leprechaun been in space and all they it's a horror movie. They do wacky stuff all the time. And all these people that are like, well, this is an unbelievable it's really I mean the concept itself is not unbelievable of Jason Voorhees. I mean don't give me that. Don't give me that this could never. Yeah, don't give me that. Right? It's a movie. I don't believe that crap. But it's just I don't know. I'm rambling again. It's just not my favorite of the series, but
Yeah.
it is what it is. And it's one of those that, in theory, in my head, would should have been good for me, right? I love sci-fi, and I like and I love the Friday the 13th. So you would think, oh, if they put those together, yeah, that might work for me. But I might be that one, that niche audience that would love it. But it's I don't know. It doesn't really do work. It just feels awkward that Jason Voorhees is in this situation to me. That's what makes it weird. It's like not that the movie is horrible. It's like, yeah, I don't think this is the ideal you should have went with, but it's there. And I rewatch it every year when I rewatch Friday the 13th movies. And yeah, I don't know. Again, it's not a horrible movie. I don't hate it, but
It's just one of those, it is what it is kind of movies for me.
yeah, if I'm sitting down, I'm gonna say I'm gonna watch something, Friday the 13th. It's not this one.
Well,
I would never go to this one. But I know there's a lot of people that are passionate and love it, and that's cool. I'm happy for it. And hey, who am I? I like a lot of shit movies, but and I don't, it is what it is. It's taste. And if there is that little core audience that this was the thing and that they love it, that's great. I'm glad they got their movie.
yep. More power to him.
Yeah, that's my. I'm very passionate about this stuff, but I not in a hateful way. It doesn't ruin my life that they made a Friday the 13th that I'm not the particularly fond of. And I again, I try to find the positive and the more I'm happy that it's out there for certain people that love it. So we don't all like to have to like the same things.
That's true. We all don't gotta like the same things.
I swear to God, I'm rambling so much. I swear to God, people, I'm sober. I don't know what, The only thing in me right now is coffee. Maybe it's the caffeine kicking in.
True. Caffeine's kicking in before you know it, you're gonna have to
Oh, speaking of, on a side note, speaking of
take
caffeine, I bought me a Jolt Cola, and
Oh.
because you know how Jolt's back, and
Yeah.
they're labeling themselves an energy drink. They're actually calling themselves the original energy drink, which I guess in theory is might be true, but it's like it's no sugar. It's got like a probiotics in it and stuff, and I don't know, but it still says Jolt Cola in. So I'm curious that I'm gonna be trying it today. I'm very curious to try.
You'll have to let me know. I remember Jolt Cola like from a movie. So I don't think that oh, maybe they. I don't remember when they stopped making them, but I remember seeing them in movies because someone was like, "Oh, it's like twice the caffeine, blah blah." Because
Yeah.
wasn't that their thing? It was all the
Yes.
sugar, twice the caffeine, or something.
Lots of caffeine. Yeah. And it was, man, it's a wonder my heart never exploded. Because, like, when I was in middle school, there was this little diner place within walking distance of the school. And that's where I went. We had an open campus in middle school. It's such a weird concept to think of in this day and age, but we did. And I would every day pretty much go to this diner and get a burger and a can of Jolt. And eat and drink that on the way back to school almost every day. And it's a weird thing to think of in this day, but
I just
anyway, I will report back in on the Jolt to everybody next episode. They also have a
sounds
root, they
good.
have a root beer now too, or something, like a couple different flavors. They didn't have that back in the day, but just the one. But I didn't get a root beer. I just got the straight up classic old cola. Again, and
Straight
I'm
up
not afraid
cool.
to try it because I'm not afraid of the caffeine. I'm very glad there's no sugar, because I'm all about that. I drink the zeros and sodas and stuff like that, and watch that kind of stuff. Try to watch my sugar, but so I'm glad of that, right? But we'll see what it tastes like.
Very good. But all right.
Gotten absolutely nothing to do with horror, but I'm hoping that there's some people that tune in just for the BS rambling.
I'm sure somebody does. Someone's like, oh, here we go. But all right. That is it for our movie anniversary, just the one this week.
This is
But
why our news section takes so long, by the way.
I was gonna say I feel like the news section does take up the bulk of the episode for that purpose, but
So much to talk about.
there is. But now here's something fun. I actually saw a little teaser for this movie, so I'm glad
This is
we're doing
exciting.
it.
Yeah.
But so our upcoming release, and this is the movie we are reviewing next episode, Dolly is coming to Shudder on April 24th. So when this comes out, it'll be the day after. And it is described as a young woman is abducted by a monstrous figure intent on raising her as their own child. Now, I saw a little snippet of this on TikTok. It was like a little teaser that they put out there, and it looks real spooky.
Does.
So I am excited for this one.
Yeah, this Dolly actually had a limited theatrical release. So we have spoke of it probably before in an upcoming release. It didn't come to this area because it was one that when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, this sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But we couldn't review it because it wasn't around here. It was very limited, or there's probably something else, whatever it may be. It's been out video on demand just a little bit, like a week or two. Again, though, we've had some movies, right? And didn't think of it. And then this week, I was like, shit, there's nothing really new, whatever. And then so I was like, okay, let's look at Shudder and Screambox. That's the second go-to. And then I saw it, I was like, hell yeah, that's perfect. I mean, I'm like, I want to watch it. I know you want to watch it. I feel like this is gonna be really, really good. And again, super stoked. Again, I know it's video on demand, whatever else, but here he is, and Shudder, knocking it out of the park again, nabbing Dolly to put out there. I'm excited to watch this. Yeah, and we'll talk about it next episode.
Amen. So good stuff. But all right, that does for our upcoming news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. We will be back with our official review of not just The Mummy, but Lee Cronin's The Mummy. So stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/wrasslpod. That is linktr.ee/rasslepod. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing. All right, we're back here and listen to screams. It is time to review, and we are reviewing Lee Cronin's The Mummy. I mean, we talked about it last episode. Lee Cronin's in the title. For some reason, that's a discussion point. Whatever. To me, it helps distinguish it because there's been so many The Mummy movies. So it just helps set it apart on which one we're talking about. But this is Lee's Mummy. This is his version, which obviously was written and directed by Lee Cronin. I really wish he had no hand in any of that. As it was just Lee Cronin's the Mummy, but he didn't write or direct it. It just Lee has his name attached to it, like they do with with certain things. You just name value. But anyway, written and directed by Lee Cronin, starring Jack Rayner, Leah Costa, Natalie Grace, and others. It was released April 17th in theaters. And it grossed $13,517,172 domestically on opening weekend, which was good for number three. That's not bad. I don't remember what number one. I can't remember what number one was, but number two was still that Project Hail Mary, which is a
Oh,
big time release. Monica really wants to see it. I'd like to see it too, but we haven't gone yet. But I can't remember what number one was. I'm sure that. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I was trying to think what the big release was now. Anyway, number three, not bad. I. Here's the thing. I don't have a lot to say about this movie. I liked the movie. I thought it was a pretty good movie, and I thought it was fun. It was, it had its creepy parts, had some, what do you want to call it? Like cringy parts that were kind of like, ooh, that's rough to watch. You know what I mean? In a horror way, right? That there's a skin part in it that was kind of like, eh.
yes.
And but it's very loosely a mummy movie.
Yes.
It's not really. This is more of a possession movie. But which is oh, but you know what? That's okay because this is Lee Cronin's modern interpretation and take on a mummy movie. So whatever. It is what it is. I would have liked to have seen a little more mummy-esque aspect to it. But that aside, if you don't get hung up on that point, it's actually a pretty damn good movie. And it's enjoyable. I'm not going to say it's this spectacular, great movie. I'm not even going to go so far as to say it's one of the better movies of the year yet. I just don't think it's up there. But it was a fun one. It's a little long. I think they could have cut the time a little bit, but everybody knows that's a me thing. But I don't have any hate for this movie. Again, they're very loose in my mind of the terminology, the mummy, but whatever. It's their take on it. It is what it is, and that's fine with me. Again, that point aside, it was a fun movie. It was to me. It's a possession, supernatural possession movie. I think it works that way. It's the entire time I watched it, and I kept thinking this feels like an Evil Dead movie. Which is not, it's not a bad thing. I like Evil Dead movies. But that's what it felt like to me, and it was all right. It was shot well. Looked good. Think I would have again if you had just put a little more of that mummy lore and some of that into it. I would have liked it better. That's just me. But yeah, it was an okay movie. One that I'd watch it again sometime. I don't know if I'd get the urge just to go out specifically and watch it. But if I'm just laying around and I were to thumb through and see it, I might stop on it and watch some of it. Because it had some good moments. So Ike, what'd you think of Lee Cronin's The Mummy?
Yeah, so let me first by start by saying that I did like the movie. The movie was very enjoyable, but yeah, it 100% was like, I was like, I don't know if I would call this a mummy movie. It was definitely one of those weird situations where like it really felt like they threw the name the mummy on it, but like there was no mummy. I don't know. That's my primary issue because otherwise. Had this movie not had the name The Mummy, this was would have been pro I probably would have had a different expectation going into it. Like call it like The Curse or something like that.
Oh, it's still got to have Lee Cronin in there, though.
Yeah, it's got to have Lee Cronin's The Curse or something.
The curse of Lee Cronin.
Which, hey, depending on who you ask, it
I
might be a
know
real
Lee may not like that.
No, he may not, but
Call me Lee. Let's talk about it.
right. But no, I mean, I think that had it not had specifically the name the mummy, I would have very different expectations for it. But when you slap the name the mummy on it, you kind of have the expectation that there's going to be a fucking mummy on it. And there, maybe this is a spoiler, there really wasn't. And there were concepts of a mummy, maybe.
Yeah, it's
but
almost
no.
like they're what has happened in the movie. They're, I guess, trying to say mimics
The mum, you know, it's I don't know, it's
Right.
weird.
Or implies the
Yeah.
existence of one in the past or something like.
Again, if you just put a little more mummy, a little more lore, you don't have to change the concept of the movie, really, I think. You just put a little more of that in there and make it, just tweak it a little to give it more mummy. And I think I would have enjoyed it even more, but whatever.
Right. But otherwise, yeah, it was a great movie. I mean, it was really spooky, had a lot of really good body horror to it. Like you said, there was a specific scene that it is floating around the internet. I
Yeah.
will say that there are people who have posted it from the theater or whatever,
Yeah.
but it is horrifying. Like it is on par with the knife scene from
What was
oh
that?
shit, what was that movie? It
I
was the
don't
same people who
remember.
made Let Not was it Let Letter In? No.
Oh, yeah, was it Letter M?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it
I don't know.
was.
Y'all know what we're talking about, right? Come on.
But yeah, I mean it was on the same it was on the same par as that
Yeah.
body horror wise.
And a second one that bugged me, not as bad as that one. In this, ooh, the toenails. Ugh.
Yes.
But that's I'm not a toenail person, and that one was eesh. Yuck.
That's what I was gonna say, and that was part of it too. And it was "Bring Her Back" was the movie I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was my big thing too, is that there's a lot of body horror and a lot of like bodily fluids were involved. And honestly, that to me was really what was the horror of this movie. Not necessarily the concept of a mummy or the idea of mummy. It was the body horror. Some of the gore and everything else, and I thought that that was really well placed. I do think the movie was a little too long. I think that they really
Oh,
could
yeah.
have shortened it down to like 90 minutes. That would have been perfect. Yeah, I think that if they're really going to go the route of a readaptation or a reimagining of a mummy movie, there really needed to be more mummy to it. Otherwise, great movie. Very, very cool. Very nice effects. A lot of practical effects, which I appreciate. It's just that it was kind of lacking in a couple of those areas where you're like, okay, this is a mummy movie. Let's get to the mummies. That's
Yeah.
right. Bring
Bring the mummy.
the mummy.
But yeah, again, that's why I think we're on the same page. It's a movie. I recommend people watch it because it is a fun movie. I think it's a good one. It's again, I won't say it's spectacular. I don't say it's great, but it is solid. Yeah, but it's a to me a mistitled movie. But whatever, that's their vision, their interpretation. So be it. I don't care. It is what it is. Again. A fun movie, a solid movie, worth a watch. I think this movie will do well when it hits streaming. I think it'll be one that people will check out. Probably have the same questions of where the hell's the mummy? And I don't know. I guess I don't know. Whatever. It's mummy-like, but it's mummy adjacent. It's a whatever. But well done, Lee. Next time, think the name through a little more. Just tweak that marketing, buddy. So
Just
anyway,
a little bit.
let's I don't think that maybe it's the mummy part's not what he was writing on. It's like, my name's in it. I don't care about the rest. No, we joke, Lee. Let's rate this again. It's fun. It's, you know, I got it. I think I got to give it a 3.5. I think I got to go a little above a 3 because I think it was a little better, right? Knowing the movies, I give a 3 and it's middle of the ground. Good, fun. I think this was just a touch better than that. Because again, my weird mental quirks about the mummy name aside, it was a fun movie to watch. So I'm giving it a 3.5 screams out of 5. Ike, what are you giving it?
I would give it, yeah, I think I'd give it a 3.5 out of 5. I think that that makes sense. Like you said, it wasn't quite four material, but I wouldn't quite put it at the level of 3, because a 3 is just kind of middle of the road. And I think that this movie did excel in a couple of areas, particularly areas of like some of the effects and some of the creepiness to it. But I think that had it been a little bit more true to its name, or perhaps would not have been named the mummy. I feel like maybe it could have pushed up a little bit, because definitely when you see a movie called The Mummy, you have the expectation that there's going to be some mummy lore. And I mean, there was some lore. It just was not specific to what you would expect with a movie called The Mummy.
Just mummy adjacent.
Mummy adjacent, and that's not a bad thing. But that I think they should have called it, maybe Lee Cronin's The Mummy Adjacent, versus Lee
Right.
Cronin's The Mummy. But
Just next
anyways,
time, just call it Lee Cronin. Don't worry about anything else.
just call it Lee Cronin. Lee Cronin's Lee Cronin, just call it Lee Cronin's. Yeah,
Yes,
Lee
the
Cronin's.
Lee Cronin. And just start calling his movie. Just number him. Lee Cronin 1, Lee Cronin 2. We don't need to
Boom.
know anything else. But I
We'll watch
guess.
it. I like Lee Cronin, but no, yeah, 3.5 out of 5 for me too.
Yeah, again, fun movie. Whatever. Personal quirks, personal little hangups with it, but that's how they enjoy, our ratings based on enjoyment and rewatchability and things like that. And so that's, yeah, that has hung it up a little bit from being even a better movie for me. It's just that little bit. And it is what it is. Like we spoke earlier, next episode we will be reviewing Dolly. It is coming to Shudder on April 24th. So guys, make sure you watch it. Number one, just watch it because it looks like a fun movie. Number two, watch it to support Shudder. And number three, watch it so that you know what's going on when we talk about it next episode. We'd like to say thank you to our wives and then all of you listeners and all of our followers for all of your support, encouragement, interactions, everything else. So thank you to everybody. Speaking of interactions and followers, make sure you subscribe to us on social media. We're on pretty much any platform. All you got to do is look for it, listen to their screams or listen the number two screams, all one word, and you will find us. Subscribe to us on all of them, or you can just pick your favorite. There's lots of stuff. We post all of our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and then we post more that come up and that's don't you know doesn't make the show. We can't talk about everything, but oftentimes we do post about it on social media. So, all right, before we close out this mummy adjacent episode, Ike, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I'm excited for Dolly. I think that'll be a good one. And there's also some good stuff coming up in the coming summer season. We
That's right.
got the new Evil Dead movie, and the there's another one, the Back Rooms, is coming out pretty soon. And I'm excited. I think we got some good stuff coming up, and just hopefully all of it is pretty accurate for the name and not adjacent to the name, but we'll see.
That's right. Yeah, we're, maybe we'll do that, right? I'm David Jason. That's Ike and Jason. And some days I feel that way. But
So.
yeah. But no, guys, yeah, actually on there's we couldn't, I mean, we can't list them all and talk about them. People go out on social media and everything else. There's so many teasers and trailers and posters for upcoming movies coming out. There's just a ton of it is just hitting right now. And it's very exciting. Lots of very, very cool stuff out there to see and to check out and to get you hyped up for the rest of the year. So, we're only approaching May. This is our last episode of April. So we're only, through whatever into the second quarter here, and it's already been a fun year and we got a lot more coming. So stay tuned. And on that note, make sure you subscribe to us so that you don't miss any episode. So, all right, until next episode, when again, we will be reviewing Dolly, hopefully not Dolly adjacent. Hopefully it's Dolly. Maybe there'll be a Mummy and Dolly of some form. That would, maybe we'll get more Mummy and Dolly than we got in the Mummy. Never know. It's a possible thing given the little amount of the Mummy in it. But until that episode, wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.